Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
The junior mining market has been nothing to write home about for at least the last 4 years. Companies involved in this sector have been struggling to access financing so they can push early stage projects forward and maintain some sort of relevance during these challenging times. Now, it's no different for miners involved in PGMs, which is platinum group metals, for anybody that doesn't know. They're also facing the same hurdles and as such have to rethink the way they're doing things. They have to develop new operational methodologies and create novel approaches to revenue generation that will, in the end, enhance shareholder value. Well, one of these companies attempting to make that change is Canadian Platinum Corporation, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker CPC. Hi. I'm Galen Engen, reporting for Stockhouse Publishing, and I'm sitting with Gary Billingsley, President, CEO, and Director of Canadian Platinum, to get an inside view of the company and its future potential. Thanks for joining us today, Gary. Let me just begin. How do you feel that the year fared out for the PGM market, and what do you think the outlook is coming up?
I think that when you're looking at the PGM market, some people are puzzled a bit. When they see that year after year there's a supply deficit compared to demand, and why doesn't the price respond accordingly, and instead it seems to be slipping. But a lot of that has to do with the surface stockpiles, and for 2015 there's that projected shortfall is still there, but there's still a fair bit of above ground stocks available for use. I know projections for 2016 look like it might be a wash, so that the above ground stocks will roughly stay the same. But I think the feeling I get from talking to some of the analysts and stuff is that eventually there will be a squeeze, and the price of platinum, palladium, and the other PGMs should rise accordingly. As far as we're concerned at Canadian Platinum, these projects are fairly long-term, so if we can get started on them now, then the timing might work out for when prices do start to rise.
So speaking of which then, you guys have got three projects essentially on the go at this point, Peter Lake, Craig Lake, and Copper Hill. Why don't you let me know exactly where you guys stand in regards to these projects?
Sure. The while the news flow doesn't look like we're doing much, behind the scenes, we are working away on a number of initiatives. As far as the current projects go, Peter Lake, we did go back and reassess the geophysics that had been done, and there was a considerable amount of airborne and groundwork. The one target that had been drilled was a geophysical target, and we prioritized some of the other geophysical lookalike targets for future drilling. And based on that reassessment, we've sort of restructured the land package. We've let a fair bit of ground go, but we also, in the last month or so, we've restaked and staked about 10,000 additional hectares to make sure that we've got those targets covered for when we get around to drilling them. So that's kind of where it sits with Peter Lake. Mm-hmm. We still have to raise funds to actually do the drilling, but we've got the targets all identified to go ahead and do that. Craig Lake, that was a project that we had actually written off last year, but the claims were in good standing for a number of years, and what we did while we were going back and looking at re-looking at the Peter Lake geophysics, we went back and had another look at Craig Lake, and it actually, when we went back and took a look at it, there was a couple of anomalies there that looked attractive enough to probably follow up on down the road, and there'll probably be some news coming out on Craig Lake. But basically, it's a project that's within about 1,700 meters from the former producing West Arm mine that Hudson Bay Mining and Smelting operated back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They ran for about 10 years. Average grades were around 3.8% copper, 1.5% zinc, with about 1.4 grams of gold in it. The drilling that had been done on Canadian Platinum's ground to test for some geophysical anomalies explained the anomalies away from graphite conductors, but when they went and did some downhole geophysics using DPM, similar to what the Hud Bay uses at Snow Lake and has been fairly successful with, they came up with a deep, 500 to 600 meter deep, fairly large, 300 meter by 300 meter anomaly that certainly, you know, had the potential to be a massive sulfide of some sort. And given its proximity to West Arm, we certainly thought it would be worth following up on with at least a couple of drill holes. So we'll probably put out some news on that in the next little while. So Craig Lake is on the agenda for 2016.
Okay.
As far as Copper Hill goes, we haven't really done much with it. We trimmed some of the ground on the southern part of the property that really had no geophysics or surface sampling to you know, indicate that we should hang on to it. But we've hung on to about 80% of the property, and we're looking for a joint venture partner on that. So we've had a number of sort of folks inquire about it. So that's where that one sits. We're not doing a whole bunch with it ourselves, but we've been handing out the 43-101 to folks that are interested in working in Nevada.
Okay.
So that's the current project's status.
Now, we got that out of the way. You apparently now have projects that you guys are looking into and doing due diligence on. Is there any of those that you'd like to discuss?
Yeah, what besides, you know, sort of doing that reassessment of the existing projects that we had, and you have to remember that new management came in a year or so ago and we were re-looking at things, we wanted to broaden our scope a little bit. We're very interested in sort of metals that are involved with green technologies. Platinum is certainly one of those. We were introduced to a number of sort of things that we wanted to carry out some due diligence on. One of them was a recycling project.
Mm-hmm.
Another one involved a new technology at the mine end of things.
Mm-hmm.
For processing platinum that sort of did away with the need for smelting.
Okay.
And so we're carrying out due diligence on those right now, and sort of two reasons. The mining industry, you know, CapEx and operating expenditures have kind of seemed to have gotten out of hand, especially with commodity prices falling. There's a need to sort of do something different to lower the CapEx costs and lower operating costs.
Mm-hmm.
And any sort of technology that you can come up with that aids in reducing your operating expenditures gives you a chance at you know, finding something or economic, or putting something into production that's economic even at these low prices. So we were pretty keen to follow up with the technology on the mining end of things, and that's what we're doing right now.
Right.
And there may be some news on that in a while. And the other, looking at the recycling side of it, and about 25% of platinum supply actually does come from recycling, things like catalytic converters. And we've become aware of two projects that we're looking at right now and doing due diligence on. One of them could be commercial, literally, you know, within a month or two. And if we get involved with something like that, it has the potential for near-term cash flow, which certainly would help out in these markets. So we're putting a lot of time into sort of that effort to broaden our scope a bit. looking at recycling and these new technologies. The other thing that I'm involved with sort of on behalf of Canadian Platinum is we're working with some groups on research into recovering things like precious metals and rare earths from wastewater supplies, from tailings, from things like geothermal brines or oil field brines. And I don't think that has a near-term application, but certainly in the longer term, that might become as important as recycling and how we recover some of these metals.
Right.
So that's kind of the whole thing in a nutshell.
Okay, perfect. The strategy then, essentially at this point, behind looking at the recycling and new processing technology, because I mean, recycling PGMs right now is a pretty big market. You've got a lot of stockpiling going on because of the commodity pricing, but that's most likely going to fade off as we head into the new year. But they are looking at, $9 billion in revenues globally by 2018. And this is mostly auto catalyst recycling, which is only going to get even bigger. Now, again, because of the depressed market, a little bit of volatility involved, people are holding onto their cars longer, creating a bit of a lull in the market in that regard. But again, this will most likely pick up. Do you see that the same way?
Absolutely. I think it's a huge market, huge potential. Now, there are a lot of people involved in that market, and the trick really is acquiring the catalytic converters, for instance, or whatever other scraps you're looking at, getting them from the junkyards or recyclers or wherever at a competitive price, so that when you process them, you can actually make some money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the challenge. And certainly the sort of projects we're looking at right now, that by far and away is the biggest cost, is acquiring the converters. But despite the number of guys that are involved in all of this and actually in recycling to recover platinum, there seems to be a fair number of the converters available. And certainly sort of the size of the project we're looking at wouldn't give any headaches to some of the bigger guys that are doing it, but certainly for a company the size of Canadian Platinum would be a real boon to what we're doing. So we'll be focusing on that pretty hard here coming up.
The market itself as well, from what I understand, I mean, there are big players involved, but a lot of it is fairly fragmented. You got a lot of, fly-by-night salesmen running from junkyard to junkyard, making a living just sort of like trading catalyst converters. With you guys stepping in and like some companies are wanting to become sort of like a smaller version of Starbucks to sort of standardize the process. Do you see yourselves doing something in that nature, trying to help consolidate the marketplace itself?
Yep, like that, exactly like that. And we have, through some contacts, we know of some groups that actually prep the catalytic converters so that they'd be ready to run through this particular process that we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cutting out sort of the middleman taking a profit as well. So I think there's just a ton of opportunity there.
Perfect. Now, that said, it's been a hard number of years, especially since 2012, in particular with the PGM market, as they started to slide at that point. How are you guys doing financially right now? What do the books look like?
Well, right now, we still don't have very much cash, but zero debt as well, except to the insiders that have kept it kind of afloat. And mm-hmm. We didn't really get too aggressive at starting to look for funding until the fall.
Yeah.
It's pretty clear that people really weren't interested in grassroots mining projects, but they definitely were interested in things like recycling or new technologies. So mm-hmm. I think that's where the sort of upside is going to come, and where our we think, thinking positive, I guess, in 2016 that we're going to be able to put something together that should attract investors. But, I mean, you're right. As far as straight grassroots exploration projects, guys can scrape enough money just to kind of keep them, in good standing, but not advancing them very much. So we're hoping that the spin that we want to put on it here with the recycling effort and the new technology on the mining side of things, and the one sort of project we're looking at there may have some advanced platinum projects that we can look at as well that come with it. So. It would be it'd be really nice to put together a complete package, including recycling and cheaper processing from the mining side. So, so we're pretty optimistic. I think that we'll be able to do something. Like I said, though, we haven't been super aggressive at it, but we're about to get a lot more aggressive at talking to folks.
Now that said. What kind of major milestones do you expect in 2016?
I think the major milestones is first to enter into some kind of agreements, either on the recycling side or on the new technology side, on the mining side or both. Once those are in place, next milestone will be to come up with some sort of funding to advance those initiatives. And if right now no plans to really drill Peter Lake until some of those initiatives are moving, but that certainly could happen later in the year. Things like Craig Lake could be some drilling done as early as the spring, depending on how that goes. We do have some groups interested in helping out with that, but I think for me personally, the major milestones would be entry into the recycling, new technology side, going down that road.
Just out of curiosity, do you expect a share consolidation perhaps in the year or no?
We're trying to avoid it. We do have shareholder approval to go ahead and do that. If we can avoid it, we don't really want to consolidate. Insiders own about 50% of the stock, that's current management, there probably is only 50 or 60 million shares out in the float. So it's while it's not as tight as it could be, it's not as bad as having 300 or 400 million shares out there. So
right,
we'll play it by ear.
So realistically, I could say to a certain extent that share consolidation, although approved by the shareholder base, is something you guys would only commit to as a last resort and are currently seeking strategic alternatives to such a move.
That's right, and we would only do it if it was connected to pretty major financing.
Okay. Now, the appointment that you did with David Ludwar as director back in September, what kind of qualities is he going to be bringing to the table that's going to help push Canadian Platinum ahead?
He actually has worked in the financial sector for a number of years, and he actually works with Doug Billingsley, who's also on the board.
Okay.
And they are actually involved in fundraising.
Yeah.
And not on the mining side, but
On the tech side.
On the manufacturing and sort of tech side, so they definitely have some contacts that could be useful down the road. My background too, over the last 10 years or so, had branched out into that manufacturing side as well, which at the time was a whole new world. But we still have some contacts, especially in Japan, that we can tap for some of this stuff as well, that are fairly familiar with recycling and the tech side of things.
Now, you had mentioned that there was sort of a new management in the last year and a half. Now, that would include...
Mainly me, and as far as we haven't loaded up the company with management at all, so we have a CFO that we brought on board, and that's Karen Frisky. Other than that, we use consultants that I've been associated with probably for the last 20 or 30 years. And so the main new management was Todd Montgomery and his group stepping aside, and me stepping on to look after it, and then putting the new board in place.
So essentially just a sort of a rejuvenation, and now you guys are running lean and mean into a new corporate direction.
Yeah.
Or expanding your corporate direction.
Yep.
Is there anything else you think investors should be aware of in regards to Canadian Platinum story?
The main sort of message is that, you know, while there hasn't been a whole bunch of news flow and we haven't been out drilling, we've certainly been working at a strategy to move the company forward that involves, you know, both the near term and the potential of near term cash flow, which is the recycling side,
mm-hmm.
But also for the longer term, where we're looking at some of these technologies that could be used in a mining scenario that would lower CapEx and OpEx for some of these projects. So we're not sitting on our butts here. And despite the doom and gloom on the radio and TV every day, we're actually feeling pretty good about 2016.
Are you on board with some of the analysts who are now saying that we've reached the trough of this particular commodity pit and that we are now seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I think that we've got to be close to the trough anyway. And I don't know about oil and gas, but I think on the metal side of things, you know, I suppose gold could be lower, but, you know, you look at it and you see it trying to spike up every once in a while here. Platinum, I think, is quite a different thing, where it's a pretty important metal, and especially for the whole green technology thing, for catalysts and clean air and everything else. And I think that, you know, eventually that there is going to be a squeeze, and those prices will head up. So. Yeah, I think we've got to be pretty close on the middle side to the bottom, and you know, it doesn't really matter what's happening. Everybody needs these metals.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that investors buying into the gold, buying into gold, driving its price up, will also help the investment market for platinum?
Yeah, I think so. And I think most people that I talk to, and it doesn't matter whether they're sort of your average Joe on the street or sophisticated mining analyst, to me, they're more optimistic about platinum heading up in price and the PGEs heading up in price than gold.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, you know, when gold heads up, that generally helps everything.
Well, there you have it. Canadian Platinum story is a very compelling one, and I will be interested in watching how it unfolds over the next 12 months. This is Galen Engen, and I've been talking with Gary Billingsley, President, CEO, and Director of Canadian Platinum, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the ticker CPC. Thanks again for joining us, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Galen.
Anytime, Gary. Thank you. Take care.